Councilman Morgan are gone.
Adoption of conflict amendments. Senate Bill 350 relating to economic development. Good evening, Senator Berger.
Good evening, Madam Co-Chair. Nice to see you this evening.
Thank you.
We previously amended Senate Bill 350, which reorganizes statutory provisions for the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department and makes changes to the operation and membership of the Economic and Community Development Commission. The -A6 amendment resolves
Senator,
Congress.
Excuse me, Senator, can you hold that thought? The House is under a call.
I'll hold the thought.
Recess for 10 minutes.
Senator Berger, you had something to say.
Yes, let's try again. We previously amended Senate Bill 350, which reorganized the statutory provisions for the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department and makes changes to the operation and membership of the Economic and Community Development Commission. The Dash A6 amendment resolves the conflicts with House Bills 2263 and 3265. I recommend Senate Bill 350 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion passes. Conflict amendments for House Bill 2370 relating to Oregon security. Representative Hannah, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. We previously amended House Bill 2370 to transfer the Office of Emergency Management from the Oregon State Police to the Oregon Military Department. The Dash B6 amendment is a conflict amendment resolving conflicts between this measure and Senate Bill 118. Senate Bill 118, which was signed into law by the Governor on May 31, 2007, and which does not have a fiscal impact, modifies the statutory definition of an emergency and human or natural event circumstance. I recommend House Bill 2370 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Budget bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 5005, the bond limit. Senator Schrader.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5005 limits the max amount of bonds and certificates of participation or third-party financing agreements state agencies may issue and the amount of revenue state agencies may raise from such issuance. The proceeds from the issuance of bonds and COPs are included as revenues in agency budgets. This bill also allocates the federal tax-exempt property activity bond volume cap. Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends allowing the Department of Higher Education to issue up to $131.6 million and the Community Colleges and Workforce Development $52.6 million in Article 11G bonds for projects contained in Senate Bill 5516. Subcommittee recommends total lottery bonds of $485.7 million for the biennium. The lottery projects are contained in House Bill 5036. The lottery bond recommendation is very close to the limit recommended by the State Debt Policy Advisory Committee. Subcommittee also recommends $271.6 million in certificates of participation. A detailed list of projects and amounts can be found in the budget report. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5005 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I'm employed by the University of Oregon.
Thank you. It will be noted for the record. Any other discussion? Senator Courtney.
I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I'm employed by Western Oregon University.
Thank you. That will also be noted for the record. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 5006, Capital Construction. Representative Jensen, Representative Belizio, or Representative Hannah, you can carry that, if you would, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5006 is the budget bill for capital construction projects. It does not include projects for the Department of Higher Education or community colleges and workforce development. Those projects are included in Senate Bill 5516. House Bill 5006 establishes authority for planning and design and construction projects with costs over $500,000. Each project must be authorized by the legislature. Project approvals, appropriations, and expenditure limitations expire 6 years after being authorized. Projects approved in this bill will expire on June 30, 2013. Nearly all of the projects included in this bill were reviewed and approved during reviews of agency budgets. The budget report lists the description of the capital construction projects and the recommended amounts. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee approved a budget note concerning the co-location of facilities for the Department of Corrections and the Department of Human Services in Junction City. This budget note had previously been recommended by the Public Safety Subcommittee. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5006 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion? Representative Shields.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I, at some point through a couple of these budgets, I do need to make a comment that I'll be voting yes on it, but I am concerned about all the money, all the debt service that we have going into our prison system. We're in about $130 million in debt to build prisons, and we're adding to this to plan for the next one, and I just wanted to express that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Johnson.
Thank you. I would just like to note a potential conflict of interest in that there are aviation system improvements contained in this bill. And my husband owns an aviation business.
Thank you, Senator. Further discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 5031. The Department of Human Services. Representative Nathanson, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. And Madam Co-Chair and colleagues, this is a very large budget. It's complex, and there are many services, so this will take more than a minute to read. House Bill 5031 is amended as the budget bill for the Department of Human Services. The department helps people to become independent, healthy, and safe. Its staff and local providers support low-income and disabled Oregonians with food stamp benefits, cash assistance, employment and training, medical coverage, and long-term care. Intervene in cases of child and elder abuse. Offer treatment services to those with mental disorders, alcohol or drug addictions, and regulate the state's public health system. The proposed 2007-09 budget for the department is $11.5 billion total funds. This includes state resources of $3.3 billion general fund, $383.1 million of tobacco tax revenue, and $13.2 million of lottery funding. The general fund budget is $15.3 million higher than the governor's recommended budget, but about $618.9 million higher, or 22.8% more than the 05-07 legislatively approved budget. The changes include requested adjustments made by the department in its reshoot, or reprojection, of the governor's budget. The reshoot reflects new caseload and cost forecasts, as well as corrections to the governor's budget. The reshoot, as approved, was $33.7 million general fund and $206 million total funds, less than the governor's original budget. The final budget includes a variety of program enhancements. For example, mental health services, including those delivered through the Oregon State Hospital, are strengthened through nearly $43.1 million of added general fund investment. Another $16.3 million of general fund is being added to alcohol and drug prevention and treatment programs. The budget adds $5 million general fund to partially restore funding for graduate medical education, funding that had been eliminated in prior biennia when our state's revenue picture was much bleaker. In addition, $7 million general fund is being added to implement a physician access and incentive program that will be administered by Medicaid managed care plans. $18 million general fund and $22 million in federal funds will help low-income families on the Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, or TANF, program, with enhanced assessment, case management, education, employment support, and transitional medical assistance. Funding for child welfare services and staffing is increased by $9.9 million general fund to begin reimbursing relative foster caregivers, increase rates for some residential treatment providers, improve legal case review and representation, and help mitigate workload issues for child welfare workers. $40 million in general fund and federal TANF funds in the employment-related daycare program will increase the number of eligible families, reduce family copayments, and significantly improve provider rates. Funding for services to seniors and persons with disabilities is 17.3% general fund higher than in the current budget. Service providers for people with developmental disabilities will receive $20 million general fund to increase wages and benefits for employees. The budget includes Oregon Project Independence expenditure limitation of $12.6 million, a modest increase above the 05-07 levels. Equally important, this level of funding will ensure that the revenue from the senior property tax deferral account, which flows into the OPI fund, will sustain the program through the 09-11 biennium. While the budget does not include funding for the Healthy Kids Plan or an expansion of OHP standard, expenditure limitation can be added by the Legislative Assembly or Emergency Board if a tobacco tax increase is ultimately approved. The budget report for this bill contains 10 budget notes, most of which require the Department to report to legislative committees, including the Emergency Board, on particular program implementation issues involving provider reimbursement rates, access to services, or financial management. The budget report also includes the agency's performance measures and targets. The department is to conduct a thorough review of these measures and report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee in the fall of 2008. This DHS budget may not fund every program to the degree that some of you would like to see, but it goes a long way to preserve and to enhance vital services and supports for our state's most vulnerable citizens. The Human Services Committee recommends House Bill 5031 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Senator Bates.
Just a quick comment, if you would. I know we're short of time. Two issues in this budget that we really couldn't address because of lack of funding was adequate funding for a local community mental health program. We have a step forward here. It's not enough. Those people will continue to go to our emergency rooms and into our criminal justice system, so that's a concern we have to deal with later in the year or the next biennium. And no increase for OHP standard. We were able to do what we did with this because of the reshoot. The reshoot is based primarily on caseload change. A slight caseload change in a budget this big produces a lot of push one way or the other. This time it was $34 million in our favor. It could just as easily go the other way, so we should be aware, colleagues, that when the emergency board meets or we're back in February, caseload could go the other direction on us and cause some real problems. Just be aware of that, and if you can, be ready for it. Thank you.
Thank you. Senator Westman.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I, too, would like to echo the concern that we have not specifically added back any standard population. As we all know, in the last recession, Oregon was forced to uninsure approximately 75,000 human beings. We have not added back one net life in that period. That's not because we're not compassionate. You know, it's not because we're not concerned. We haven't tried. It's simply the cost of continuing this unsustainable health care system makes that prohibitive at this time. I'm very pleased that the House was able to pass the Healthy Kids referral this evening. That will be a step in the right direction, so we are making progress. And with that, Madam Chair, I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest as I have a professional relationship with the DCO.
Okay, so noted for the record. Senator Berger.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I think it should be noted that Oregon should be lifted up among all the states as being able to provide a better way of dealing with our senior population and people with disabilities than probably any state in the union. I do feel that in this particular budget, seniors and people with disabilities have not perhaps been as favored as they probably would like to be, and many of us would like to see them. So I look forward to some work in the interim in helping us get better organized in that area before the next budget cycle.
Thank you, Senator. Any further discussion? Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I just wish to declare a conflict as well.
Please.
I serve on the board of a dental care organization.
Okay, and we'll note that for the record. Further discussion? Before we vote on this, I just want to give our congratulations to our erstwhile vice chair and subcommittee chair who did a
tremendous job shepherding this budget to us, and is now very admirably representing the state of Oregon at a national organization. Best wishes, Senator Carter. Thank you. Any objections?
I'd like to also note that she was elected president of that organization yesterday.
Absolutely. Congratulations. Objections? Seeing none? So ordered. House Bill 5032, Department of Human Services Fee Bill, Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. This one is not as long. House Bill 5032 is the fee bill for the Department of Human Services. ORS 291.055 requires the Legislative Assembly to ratify the fees an agency establishes or increases during the prior biennium through an administrative rule process. The fee changes in House Bill 5032 come from four areas within the Department's Public Health Division: the Drinking Water Program, the Medical Marijuana Program, Radiation Protection Services, and Healthcare Interpreters who are licensed by the Office of Multicultural Health. The specific fees increased by DHS include water operator certification fees, last adjusted in 1987, water system plan reviews, last adjusted in 1981, radiation protection service fees, last adjusted in 1994, and radioactive materials licensing fees, last adjusted in 1993. In addition, the measure ratifies newly established cross-connection fees, which the Legislative Assembly authorized during the 05 session. Overall, the measure is expected to increase revenue by about $1.8 million during the next biennium, and the DHS 0709 budget includes these sources of fee revenue within the Department's Public Health Division. The Subcommittee on Human Services recommends House Bill 5032 be reported out. Do pass.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 5035, Administrative Services, Economic Development Fund Allocation. Senator Schrader, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5035 allocates and transfers lottery funds and includes $155,130,863 for debt service on existing lottery-backed bonds, $12,355,100 for new debt service on bonds approved by the 2007 legislature. Bonds that are issued later in the biennium do not accrue debt service during the biennium, resulting in roll-up costs in subsequent biennia. The roll-up cost for 09-11 and future biennia is $87.3 million. $703,689,404 for programs funded through lottery funds. $634.1 million of these funds support the state school fund for K-12 education. Another $67.4 million supports programs in the Economic and Community Development Department, including programs like $18.5 million for agency operations, $47.6 million for Community Development Fund, including several line item appropriations, $28.2 million for investments through the Oregon Innovation Council, and $1.3 million for the Oregon Film and Video Office. The bill also includes a transfer of $45.2 million to the counties for their share of video lottery proceeds, $11.6 million to higher education for sports programs, and $13.2 million to the Department of Human Resources for gambling addiction treatment. The bill includes expenditure limitation needed for lottery funds adjustments in agency budgets, and also includes a budget note relating to performance measures for the $28.2 million Oregon Innovation Council investments. The Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding recommends that HB 5035 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Excellent. Thank you. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 5036, Lottery Bond Limit, Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee, Representative Edwards.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5036 establishes authority to issue lottery-backed bond, including an increase of $21.43 million in bonds authorized to be issued by Economic and Community Development Department for infrastructure projects, $50 million in new lottery bonds to be issued by the Department of Higher Education for capital repair projects, authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds by the Economic and Community Development Department in the amount of $7 million for the City of Hillsboro for a downtown parking facility, and $5 million for the 2007-09 biennium, and a cap of $60 million for the International Port of Coos Bay for the Coos Bay Channel Project, authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds by the Oregon Department of Transportation
in the amount of $250 million for the Southeast Metropolitan Extension Project and $20 million for the Oregon Streetcar Project, and authorizes the issuance of lottery bonds in the amount of $3 million to the Department of Administrative Services for the Oregon Public Broadcasting Corporation for Digital Transmission Facilities. The lottery funds debt service for these projects is included in House Bill 5035, the Lottery Allocation Bill. The Subcommittee on Capital Construction and Bonding recommends that House Bill 5036 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Is there any discussion? Representative Nicholson.
This might be another one where I should declare a potential conflict of interest on employed by the University of Oregon.
Thank you, Representative. So noted. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I just want to reiterate, I'm still a yes here, but I haven't gotten all the way through every one of the detailed items here. You know we're moving quickly. I'm yes, but reserve that opportunity to get completely through the bill.
Representative, I appreciate your diligence and attention to detail. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 5046, Tobacco Settlement Funds Account. Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 5046 authorized the transfer of tobacco master settlement funds. Revenues received by Oregon resulting from the master settlement agreement between major tobacco companies and 46 states reached in 1998 are deposited to the Tobacco Settlement Funds account. Based on this bill, the Department of Administrative Services will transfer money from the Tobacco Settlement Funds account to pay debt service and administrative expenses on the Oregon appropriation bonds of approximately $112.6 million and $32 million to pay debt service and administrative fees on the Oregon Opportunity Bonds. After the debt service transfers have been satisfied, DAS will transfer funds to the Oregon Department of Justice for tobacco enforcement. The other funds' expenditure limitations for the tobacco settlement revenues allocated in this bill are contained in the identified agency budget bills. The Capital Construction Bonding Subcommittee recommends House Bill 5046 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Senate Bill 5506, Criminal Fine and Assessment Account. Senator Nelson, please.
Yes, thank you. Senate Bill 5506 is the allocation bill for the distribution of criminal fines and assessment revenues to various agencies. Revenues are collected from fines, assessments, and other financial penalties relating to felonies, misdemeanors, and non-parking-related violations. Total available revenue to distribute are estimated at $135.1 million for this biennium. In 2007-2009, this bill distributes this revenue with $82.8 million designated for the general fund and $52.3 million allocated to various public safety programs. The related expenditure limitations for these allocations are in the agency budget bills. The allocations include $29.3 million to the training of public safety personnel and other activities of the Department of Public Safety Standards and Training, including the Public Safety Memorial Fund. Almost $19.9 million is allocated to the Department of Justice for crime victim programs, including the Criminal Injury Compensation Account and the Child Abuse Multidisciplinary Intervention, or the CAMI program. Another $3.1 million is for programs of the Department of Human Services, including domestic violence and sexual assault programs and the Emergency Medical Services and Trauma Systems program. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends Senate Bill 5506 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Senate Bill 5516, Department of Higher Education and Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development, Capital Construction. Representative Galizio, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair.
Senate Bill 5516 is the capital construction budget for the Department of Higher Education and the Department of Community Colleges and Workforce Development. The bill authorizes a total of $641 million for 47 capital construction and improvement projects in the Oregon University system and at community colleges. $28.3 million of these expenditures will be financed by the general fund. The rest will be financed by bonds, private donations, community college resources, and other revenue sources. For the Oregon University system, the budget funds 38 specified projects and system-wide capital repair expenses. The budget also funds 8 community college projects. Senate Bill 5516 authorizes $205 million of state-paid bonds to support OUS capital projects, almost double the $112 million authorized for 0507, plus an additional $40 million of state-paid bonds for community colleges. The budget includes 5 construction projects for new OUS academic facilities. These 5 projects, totaling $237.5 million, include the Linus Pauling Research and Education Building at Oregon State University, Phase 2 of the Integrative Science Complex at the University of Oregon, the Science Research and Technology Center, and the redevelopment of the PCAT block at Portland State University, and Phase 2 of the Center for Health Professions building at the Oregon Institute of Technology. In addition, the budget provides $50 million for capital repair and authorizes 6 major deferred maintenance projects at $89.5 million in total funds to address the backlog of deferred maintenance issues in the OUS. The funded community college projects will significantly expand facilities that house healthcare workforce and science programs and thereby assist state efforts to address current and projected shortages of healthcare professionals in Oregon. 6 of the 8 projects will contribute directly to this effort. Senate Bill 5516 will greatly assist OUS and community colleges in providing facilities needed to serve Oregon students today and well into the future. Your Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends that Senate Bill 5516 be amended by the A6 amendments and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you. Thank you, Representative. Discussion. Representative Nathanson.
I'd like to declare a potential conflict of interest. I'm employed by the University of Oregon.
Okay, we will note that for the record. Representative Gregg.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Just a quick tip of a hat and thanks to the members, both co-chairs and the members of the Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee, trying to wade through that type of information in the time that you were doing it. You are to be commended, and we thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion? Senator Courtney.
I have a potential conflict of interest. I work for Western Oregon University.
Thank you, and we'll note that for the record. Any other discussion? Representative Galizio.
Apparently, potential conflict of interest. I work at Oregon Community College.
Okay, for the record. Thank you. Any other discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Senate Bill 5548, Continuing Resolution. Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Ye of little faith, this is the continuing resolution. Senate Bill 5548 allows state agencies without legislatively adopted budgets for the 2007-2009 biennium to continue operations at the same level as the last quarter of the 2005-07 biennium. Expenditure authority for 2005 through 2007 biennium will end on June 30, 2007. Without a continuing resolution, agencies without a budget signed by the governor are not authorized to spend beyond that date. The amounts authorized to be spent during the time the continuing resolution is in effect will be determined by the Department of Administrative Services through an administrative rule. The amounts can be adjusted to reflect pending legislation. Pending legislation means a bill that has been at least passed out of budget subcommittee or committee. The continuing resolution is repealed effective July 31, 2007. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends that SB 5549 be amended and reported out as due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Let's skip down to other bills reported out of subcommittee. House Bill 4969 relating to public assistance for families with dependent children. Representative Nathanson.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2469 restructures Oregon's Temporary Assistance to Needy Families, or TANF, program. This bill is a result of extensive efforts by the department, an interim oversight committee, legislators, advocates, and other stakeholders to design a TANF program that is good public policy for Oregon while still allowing the state to meet work participation and other requirements of the federal program as reauthorized by the Federal Deficit Reduction Act of 2005. The restructured program requires increased screening, assessment, and case planning, and enhances jobs and Jobs Plus employment and training services. The bill better defines activities for program participation and provides for some exemptions. The bill also increases the time an absent parent may visit a child without losing assistance. A new program is created to help support families with a disabled parent while they apply for federal disability benefits. A new post-TANF program will help families move more successfully from cash assistance to continued employment. These provisions will take effect October 2007. In October 2008, other provisions will allow families to keep $50 per child of child support paid and make more families eligible for extended medical assistance under the Oregon Health Plan. House Bill 5031, the Department of Human Services budget bill, includes $18 million general fund and $22.3 million federal funds, a total of $40.3 million, to support the restructured program. The department is to report regularly on the status of the program during the interim. It is also to continue working with its partners to review the impact on program clients, assess program outcomes, and consider potential program improvements. The Human Services Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2469 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 2575 relating to family leave benefits insurance. Representative Shields.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2575 establishes the Family Leave Benefits Insurance Program that would require employers to withhold 1 cent per hour from employees' pay and transfer those premiums into an account overseen by the Bureau of Labor and Industries. The withholding requirement would only apply to qualified employers having 25 or more employees. Other employers and those that are self-employed would be eligible to participate and receive benefits in 2010. BOLI estimates premium revenues of $8,981,467 other funds for the 2007-09 biennium and $35,925,868 in revenues for 24 months of the 2009-11 biennium. This is based on the measure applying to 8,697 qualified employers representing 1,237,517 employees. The measure allows employees to start filing claims beginning July 1, 2009. Eligible employees would receive a benefit of $250 per week, up to a maximum of 6 weeks. The benefit claims for 2009-11 biennium are estimated by BOLI to be $33.6 million. The measure adds $2,604,298 other funds expenditure limitation for BOLI under the newly established Family Leave Benefits Insurance account. This limitation provides only for initial program startup costs for the Bureau, the Department of Revenue, and the Employment Department. BOLI may need to seek additional expenditure limitation for ongoing operating costs during the 2007-09 biennium, and then will need to request limitation for payments of benefits during the 2009 legislative session. Since premium withholdings will not begin until January 1, 2009, and program startup costs are required before that date, BOLI will need to seek a temporary line of credit in the amount of $2.6 million for the 2007-09 biennium from the State Treasurer. Premium revenues, once received, will be used to repay this line of credit and any interest expense. This repayment is to occur during the 2007-09 biennium. The budget report for this measure includes two budget notes. The first has agencies reporting back during the interim and next legislative session on the implementation of the measure. The second budget note requests fully develop at least one key performance measure for the program for the 2009 biennium. The Transportation and Economic Development Subcommittee recommends House Bill 2575 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Representative Hannah.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Colleagues, I listened to testimony regarding this bill in subcommittee, and it has a plethora of flaws. Let me just start with the fact that this is an insurance product to which all employees employed by affected employers pay into, but to which not all employees have the opportunity to have benefits from. So if you're an employee of an employer who's affected by the coverage and you currently have short-term disability or other coverages, there's no way to access this coverage and stack it on your current coverage. So that's flaw number one. However, that might be the smallest flaw. The second piece in this is we heard testimony from the director of BOLI, who indicated that though this is much like starting an insurance company, there has been no professional actuarial work done on this program at all. What we did is we talked to the state of California, and we got some ideas about how their plan worked, but we did not hire an outside actuarial, and we don't have a plan to do actuarial work. We're talking to another state, looking at their program, and trying to decide how to operate an insurance company. The third issue there is, and again, based on this testimony, there is no planned reserve within this insurance program. So what we heard testimony on is an estimate of premiums collected, an estimate of payment, but not a planned reserve number in here. And I would challenge you to start an insurance company in the state of Oregon and go to the insurance division and look at this. First of all, you'd have a reserve because they'd make you have one. And finally, as we just heard in the pony that's read, if you don't have a reserve, you have no planned actuarial, and it starts with a line of credit. And again, if you're thinking about starting an insurance company and you went to the insurance division and said, I have no reserve, I'm going to start on borrowed money, and I don't have any actuarial work done, you've got to question the sustainability and the product that you're getting here. I've tried to make these points. I think they're common sense points. I think they're fiduciarily responsible points. I've been a no in subcommittee. I'd urge you to be a no here. I will be a no this evening.
Thank you, Representative. Any other discussion? Representative Shields.
Madam Co-Chair, the representative's points, I think, are well taken. I think one of the differences between a typical insurance plan and this one is that the insurance company would be required to go out and sell their insurance plans in order to get premium dollars coming in. And I think this is a little bit different.
Thank you, Representative. Any further discussion? Senator Johnson?
For all the reasons articulated by Representative Hannah, I voted affirmatively in committee. I am not going to support the bill tonight.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Objections? Representative Hannah? Representative Garrard? Senator Whitsitt? Senator Nelson? Senator Morris? Senator Johnson? Senator Frager?
Not seven.
I think that motion fails.
Motion fails.
House Bill 2640, relating to elections. Representative Galizia.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 2640 sets November 6, 2007 as the date for a statewide special election for the purpose of two legislative referrals. Referrals to that ballot are HB 3540 and SJR 4. The bill refers HJR 49, HJR 50, and SJR 18 to the May 2008 primary election.
Referrals to the November 2008 general election are H.J.R. 4, H.J.R. 15, and H.J.R. 31. The bill also establishes the ballot titles and explanatory statements for these eight measures. House Bill 2640 was referred to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means from the Senate Committee on Rules to determine the financial impact statements for the referrals and to address the general fund appropriation for the Secretary of State for special election costs. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means approved an amendment to delete the appropriation because a $1.8 million special purpose appropriation is included in the emergency fund. The amendment also establishes the necessary financial impact statements. The Subcommittee on Capital Construction recommends House Bill 2640 be amended and reported out to pass as an order.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Senator Nelson and then Representative Hanna.
Thank you. I was a no in committee. The reason I was no is that this bill doesn't allow for citizen participation challenge of the ballot financing. So this bill is not appropriate.
Thank you, Senator. Representative Hanna.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. I also was a no in committee. I looked at and read through that the Secretary of State and the Oregon Department of Justice had created a ballot title. I asked the questions about how this particular ballot title was brought about and the fact that it preempts a party from challenging it. We heard that maybe this was the case, that it had happened before, and I want to make clear that tonight I said then that that type of preemption was taken only in the case where those legislative referrals had bipartisan support for the changing of the ballot title. And I want to state again on this particular bill, on House Bill 3540, that the ballot measure, the ballot title has been changed on. There was not a single Republican vote in either the Senate or the House for this ballot title. I think this is the wrong way to go, and we're overstepping our bounds by adjusting the title that seemed to be fairly created by the Secretary of State and the Department of Justice, and I'll continue to be a no.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
I'm going to get numbers for you.
I'm going to take a brief recess.
Okay.
I think we'll stand in recess for about 5 minutes.
We'll reconvene the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. And we were right in the middle of House Bill 2640. Representative Cabrillo, you've completed your introductory comments. Is there any discussion on House Bill 2640? We had some discussion.
We had some discussion. I mean, we don't need to repeat it.
I think we remember it. Thank you, Representative Hanna. Any further discussion?
I remember it from yesterday because it was.
Any objections? Representative Garrard, Representative Hanna, Senator Whitsitt, Senator Nelson, Senator Morse. Representative Jensen?
No.
No? No. Motion carries.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to move reconsideration of House Bill 2575. Serve notice of reconsideration of House Bill 2575.
Thank you, Senator Schrader. Senator Schrader. Now you want to ask for rule suspension.
Yeah, I'd ask for rule suspension, please. Immediate consideration.
Okay.
Thank you.
Senator Schrader, having voted on the prevailing side, serves notice of possible reconsideration of the vote by which the committee failed to pass House Bill 2575. Senator Schrader asks for rule suspension to allow immediate reconsideration. Discussion on that motion?
I'll be...
No discussion. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not debatable. Thank you. Rule suspension in committee requires a two-thirds vote of both chambers. Mr. Rocco, I think we should call the roll. Please be advised that the motion in front of us is a request for rule suspension for the purpose of immediate reconsideration. If this motion passes, we will reconsider that bill tonight. If the motion fails, the bill will be available for reconsideration tomorrow. Mr. Rocco.
Senator Burns.
Yes. I'm sorry, I didn't hear my name.
Aye. Senator Burns.
Hi. Sorry.
Senator Woods.
Aye.
Senator Courtney.
Yes.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Senator Bates.
Yes.
Senator Devlin.
Aye.
Senator Morse.
No.
Senator Nelson.
No.
Senator Berger.
Aye.
Senator Whitford.
No.
Co-Chair Schrader.
Aye.
Representative Hanna.
No.
Representative Jensen.
Aye.
Representative Gray.
No.
Representative Galizia.
Aye.
Representative Shields.
Aye.
Representative Edwards.
Aye.
Representative Nathanson.
Aye.
Co-Chair Nolan.
Yes. Motion having failed to receive a two-thirds vote.
Madam Chair, I think you had 6 I votes on the House and 8 I votes on the Senate.
Yes, we did, Mr. Rocco, but with Senator Courtney in attendance, the count on the Senate side is 13 and it requires 9 votes.
Okay.
That motion for rule suspension fails. That bill will be available for reconsideration tomorrow. Moving on in the agenda, House Bill 3141, relating to education. Representative Galizia.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 3141 funds a number of programs from the state school fund. The bill removes youth that are 21 and older or already have a diploma in the Youth Corrections Education Program from the state school funding formula. It also allows the Department of Education to spend $5,205,456 from the state school fund to educate those youth. It transfers $1,800,598 from the state school fund to the Oregon Virtual School District. The limitation for this program was approved in House Bill 5019. The bill authorizes the Department of Education to spend up to $140,000 from the state school fund to collect data on physical education, President Courtney. Authorizes the Department of Education to spend up to $860,000 for the state school fund for grants related to physical education requirements that become mandatory in the 2017-18 school year. About when I'll finish my dissertation. Authorizing the Department of Education to spend up to $800,000 from the state school fund for best practice audits of school districts. It authorizes the Department of Education to spend up $350,000 from the state school fund for the Talented and Gifted program. Authorizes the department to spend up to $150,000 from the state school fund for staff support for the Quality Education Commission. Transfers $200,000 to the Office of the Governor for support of the Education System Design Team. Authorizes the department to spend up to $150,000 from the state school fund for a speech language pathology program, and also resolves a technical issue in Senate Bill 462. The Capital Construction and Bonding Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3141 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Excellent. Representative? Any discussion? Representative Shields.
Madam Co-Chair, I would just like to commend Representative Galizio for his cheery disposition in reading that. Way to turn that frown upside down, pal.
Representative,
thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Given the lateness of the hour, I'll be brief. I just want to comment that the accountability framework embedded in this bill is woefully inadequate. But I will still be a yes on the bill, given the other elements.
Thank you. Anybody else? Further discussion? Any objections? Senator Wetzik. Motion carries. House Bill 3242, relating to construction contractors. Representative Jensen, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 3242 expands the licensing structure for construction contractors by adding new endorsements designed to differentiate between residential and commercial contractors. The new endorsements for commercial contractors require minimum experience and continuing education for key employees and increased surety bond and liability insurance coverage. The bill also requires contractors to provide a 2-year building envelope warranty for large commercial structures and expands the definition of small commercial structures to protect residential contracts from having to obtain dual endorsements. As amended, the bill provides $315,000 other funds, expenditure limitation, and 2 positions for the Construction Contractors Board to implement the new licensing structure and resolve conflicts with 3 Senate bills and 4 House bills. The agency has sufficient resources to cover the expenditure limitation increase without increasing fees. The General Government Subcommittee recommends House Bill 3242 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. House Bill 3344, relating to school capital matching subaccount. Senator Devlin, please.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. House Bill 3344 would transfer half of the 2007-2009 lottery funds ending balance as established by the May 2009 lottery forecast to the school capital matching subaccount. Monies in the subaccount can be used to provide matching funds to school districts for capital construction costs. This is a one-time transfer that will not continue after the 2007-2009 biennium. Through Natural Resources Subcommittee, recommends that House Bill 3344 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Devlin.
I believe this came out of the capital construction subcommittee. I read the pony that said natural resources. Mm-hmm. So, just for the record.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you for
that one. Colleagues, we have two remaining bills on the docket and one possible reconsideration. We will post a hearing for tomorrow. And we'll figure out the time for that in just a moment. 2 minute recess.
Welcome back.
Meet again tomorrow at noon to consider Senate Bill 5549, Senate Bill 994, and entertain possible reconsideration of House Bill 2575. Is there further business for the committee tonight? Senator Devlin.
Just a point of inquiry. Can we just leave the materials here to noon tomorrow? Is anybody else going to be using this? I know we have a Rules Committee meeting.
Leave them right here.
I think so.
Yes, I doubt anyone is going to be needing access to the room tonight.
Thank you for your indulgence.
Yeah. And there was a five.
We're adjourned.